Sometimes accusers come from within the family. Eriko Fafarefa, who runs the Cafe Women's Association, a feminist group in Eastern Highlands, says that the nephew of a local politician blamed his own mother for his uncle's death. "They chopped her with a machete and beat her with iron bars," says Ms. Fafarefa, putting her in hospital for a month. This too has grown more common. Ms. Cakebeak says accused sorcerers used to be dispatched quietly, at night.
Now they are subjected to public torture spectacles. It has become a mass movement.
Belief in sorcery is widespread in PNG. Only in 2013 did the government repeal a law that criminalised sorcery and allowed accusations of witchcraft as a defence in murder cases. Locals do not believe that sorcerers or witches are inherently malign. Many claim, or believe in, magical healing powers and the ability to bring favourable weather. Monica Paulus is a human rights activist whose brother once accused her of using sorcery to kill their father. She thinks he wanted the family house. She tells people they have a right to believe what they want, but they do not have the right to cause violence or take a life. She also reminds people that, as Christians, they believe that the body dies, but the spirit lives. The spirit, she says with a glint in her eye, will find another body to live in, and it could be you. If you kill a witch, that means you could become a witch yourself.